Hello, and congratulations on your decision to start Network Spinal Analysis Care. By making this decision, you are participating in a revolutionary healthcare science that has been scientifically proven to transform the lives of over 98% of people who receive it. We welcome you to that satisfied group of recipients. Your doctor has given you this CD because they are a well-educated and highly skilled practitioner who knows that your education and understanding of network care is an important part of your process in getting you the results you want to achieve. This CD has been created to provide you with some of that education, so please, listen carefully. As your doctor probably told you, network care has the potential of helping many people with a wide variety of healthcare desires. The most valuable results that the care has to offer are in the arena of preventative medicine and enhanced life quality and life experience. However, since science has found that almost all pain and illness in the body and mind can be linked to a disorder or distortion in the overall function or alignment of the body, we know that by addressing the body at this level, over 98% of all pain, illness, symptoms, or disease can be alleviated using network spinal analysis care. Therefore, it is common for individuals who have a significant health concern that has not yet been alleviated by other health providers to have significant improvement and healing, sometimes for the first time, through network spinal analysis. We encourage you to consider all of the people you might know who could use improvement in either their overall health and life quality or with a very specific healthcare concern, and send them to your network doctor so that they can also access the health and the life that they deserve. You are listening to a CD entitled My Pain, My Symptoms because during a conversation with your doctor, you communicated to them that this was the area of results possible through network care that you are currently most interested in. Well, you have made a good decision by choosing network care as a possibility for addressing this concern. We are going to take a few minutes to tell you why network care is absolutely the best way to address your concern. And then we're also going to tell you what else network care is doing for you while that symptom is going away. Let's start with an analogy. Imagine that you walk into your kitchen one morning and the floor is covered in 2 inches of water. Not the best way to wake up in the morning, but it definitely gets you to start paying attention, right? So you call in your significant other to help you clean up the mess before it gets any worse because you see that it's starting to head towards the living room where it's going to get on the carpet. As you are taking out towels and mopping up the floor, your partner reminds you that they told you a few weeks ago that they heard water dripping under the sink, but you said it would probably just go away. You then remember that you actually smelled mildew under there last week when you pulled out the soap to do dishes, but you were sure it was just your imagination. Then you remember that last year when the plumber came to fix your disposal, he told you that your pipes were actually beginning to rust and would eventually rust all the way through. But you didn't think you had enough money to pay for it at that time because you had just bought your new car. And you also thought he was probably just trying to upsell on the job because it didn't look to you like there was that much rust on the pipes under the sink. But now, in the middle of the mess, you wonder where all this water might be coming from. So after an hour, you and your partner have really cleaned the floor up well. No more water can be seen anywhere. You open the cupboard under the sink, you see no leaks. So you just shrug your shoulders and feel like the job has been taken care of, and you and your spouse go out to breakfast. But by the time you get home, there's a thin film of water all over the kitchen floor. This time it only takes 5 minutes to clean up, but 2 hours later it's back again. Obviously, something needs to be addressed. So again, you check the cupboard under the sink. You check under the fridge. Nothing. No leaks, no drips. For the life of you, you cannot figure out what could be going on. So in desperation, you call the plumber. The plumber very quickly points out something that you didn't even notice before. The water is actually seeping out from under the wall between the sink and the fridge. He then removes the backboard under the sink and follows the pipes to find the area where the leak begins. There are the pipes that have rusted all the way through and are running water into the baseboards. In fact, once he starts looking at your pipes, all of them are rusted, and many look like they're just about to give out. So the plumber gives you a quote on the job that includes not just replacing the pipes, but now also replacing the floorboards, the baseboards, and a big section of the wall where the water damage has occurred. He doesn't need to remind you that he warned you of this a year ago, and you wish that you would listen to him back then. It certainly would have saved a lot of effort and money, as well as additional damage. Now, unfortunately, this is the same way that most people, and even many doctors, look at the human body. They spend so much time looking in the most obvious location for the problem, without realizing the interconnectedness of the human frame, that they often miss the real problem altogether, or spend a lot of time and money trying to treat the area that hurts or doesn't work without figuring out why that area hurts and what else it might be connected to. This is where network care comes in. We see the body as a holistic unit. That means that all parts are interconnected and have effect on all other parts. We also realize that as you get a disturbance or alteration of function in one area of the body, this affects another area, which then affects another area, which then affects another area, which then begins to hurt. So the problem isn't always where the pain begins, but in some other area of the body. To only address where the pain begins is often missing the real problem. But more importantly, it's allowing other damage to build up in the meantime. Now you might say, I know where and why my pain began. I got in an accident that hurt my shoulder, and my shoulder still hurts. Great. So with you, we are a few steps ahead. But realize that your shoulder is still connected to the rest of your body. So as the accident happens that hurts your shoulder, the rest of your body is involved in the accident as well. So there might be damage to other areas of the body also that are affecting the healing of your shoulder or affecting the function of other areas that you might not yet be able to feel. Also, as your shoulder hurts for a while, it changes how you're able to use or move your body, which then alters the function of the rest of the body, often causing other misalignments or disturbances to continue to happen. In either case, if we were only to focus on the area that hurts, we would be doing you a very grand disservice, because there would still be the other disturbances left in the body. And if we were to only focus on that area until the pain were gone, again, we would be doing a grand disservice, because if there are still problems in the other areas, the pain would eventually return, just like that water leak returned, even after we had mopped up the floor. Even worse yet, while we are focusing only on the pain, much, much worse damage is building up behind the scenes. The biggest problem with this is that as the other damage is building behind the scenes, this will cost us much more than money. Although it might be costly, you can replace the pipes, the floorboards, and the wall in your house, but your body is not so easily replaceable. You only have the one for the rest of your life, so we better take care of the entire thing now. Which brings us to why network spinal analysis is the absolute best avenue to look at for getting your problem addressed. Network does two things that are important for our complete recovery. First, it addresses your entire body at a holistic level, meaning we look at and address the whole body, not just one or more of its parts. What this will do is to make sure that we are really addressing the cause of the problem and not just the end result symptom. In addition, by addressing the body as a whole, we handle all other distortions or imbalances that have occurred as a result of the original problem, as well as handling the symptom you're experiencing. More importantly, even than that, we help your body learn advanced strategies so that in the future, when a problem or symptom arises, your body has the ability to handle this incoming stress in such a way that it actually self-corrects or adapts to the event more effectively, preventing future problems from arising and helping you feel over 6 times better in all areas of health than you have ever felt before. This is the exciting part. Most of the time, when people begin network care with the intention to have a problem addressed, they find that as their problem starts to go away, they develop such dramatic shifts in their life quality and physical and emotional function that they start feeling better than they ever imagined before. As we begin to get the body back into balance, all functions are enhanced to their highest potential, not just the function that is causing your original concern. This is why the research studies show that over 99% of the people who begin care wish to continue, because even after their original symptom goes away, they realize that they feel so much better and are enjoying life so much more after care that they want to continue care because they want that quality of life to continue as well. It is like washing the windshield of your car after driving for a number of hours and you realize how much better you can see. Until it became clean, you didn't realize how dirty it was. And now you want it to stay clean. Which brings us to an important question. If you are coming in to have your symptom or problem addressed, I encourage you to think a little harder about what your true motivation for getting that symptom to go away is. For example, it is not uncommon for people to live with their symptom for years without getting it addressed. and then they will eventually come in when their symptom gets so bad that they can no longer tolerate it, or when it is affecting their life to such a degree that they can no longer participate in the activities that they need to do or love to do. So what is your real motivation for getting this problem addressed? Is it keeping you from doing something you need to do, like work? Is it keeping you from being able to participate in sports or exercise? Is it starting to affect your family life, like how you engage with your partner or spouse, or your children or grandchildren? You see, this is why network spinal analysis is such an invaluable healthcare option. It is the only one that recognizes that your body exists as a whole and addresses any distortion or disturbance irrelevant of how it is showing up in your experience. It is also the only strategy that realizes that what is more important than just getting your pain or problem to go away is to help your body find the tools and the strategies to make such dramatic health changes that you get so far back on track in how well you are handling stress and tension, how well you are preventing problems and illnesses from occurring, and how well you are able to participate in your life overall, that you realize that you have been living far below the potential of how good you can possibly feel. And this is really the primary goal of network spinal analysis, to get you this healthy and allow you to access the potential that your health and life quality never has to slip backwards again. So in your next visit to your network doctor, I encourage you to ask them these three questions. What do I have to do to make sure that I get out of this work all that is possible for me? What are the recommendations of care that I must follow to get the results that I want? Is there anything else that I can do at home to enhance my progression through the work? Once you get the answers to these questions, stick with your doctor's recommendations. You will discover a world of great health and awareness that is unimaginable. So again, congratulations on your decision and welcome to Network Spinal Analysis.